Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And now, KC Johnson.
Kobe White, pull up three over Karis LeVert and nails it.
Chicago Bulls insider from Chicago Sports Network.
I've covered the NBA for a long time.
KC Johnson with Mully and Haw.
Bulls.
On 670 The Score.
Welcome back. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Mully is off today. We are talking about Sammy Sosa's return to Wrigley Field and PCA getting to 2020 quicker than anybody in Cub history. But we are going to take a brief moment here to talk about the Bulls and the NBA Finals with our next guest, KC Johnson, who joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, KC. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. What's going on, man?
Oh, just a lot. There's a lot going on this weekend. It's fun. But last night was fun, too. To see Game 6, NBA Finals, the home court advantage that the Pacers enjoyed there, I believe it had to have factored in at some point. Just curious, what did you expect to happen last night before Game 6, and how did the outcome surprise you if it did?
Yeah, I mean, I picked the Thunder in 6, so I obviously am surprised that Indiana pushed this to game. Well, I'm not surprised, but I'm wrong because Indiana pushed it to Game 7, you know, really, really impressive performance by a lot of people. Obviously, you got to start with Tyrese Haliburton playing through that injury. T.J. McConnell, huge off the bench. You know, I said before this series, this is actually pretty too unique beyond the style of play that both these teams employ. Two pretty unique fan bases, two pretty unique arenas in the league. So to your point, I can't even imagine how loud it was in there last night. I mean, you could hear it through the TV. Great atmosphere. We're lucky. You know, anyone who thought this was going to be two small markets, lack of star power series, I hope you're watching because this is fantastic basketball, and we're lucky to be getting to Game 7.
And Sunday it might be louder in Oklahoma City. It might be louder because of the stakes in Game 7, the two best words in sports. It's been a while since they've had Game 7 in the NBA Finals, and teams who play at home are 15-4 in those circumstances. That said, I don't know what to expect, KC. I don't know if T.J. McConnell is going to go T.J. Chitwood and look at Rick Carlisle and say, I'll make it, and then hit the game winner to be an epic ending for the Pacers. I don't know what to think about what the Pacers can do. Can they win in that environment? What do you think will happen Sunday?
I mean, obviously, since I picked the Thunder, I'm still going to believe in them. And I mean, they won 68 games for a reason. I mean, they have a historic defense. They have depth. They have, you know, the league MVP, obviously. They're playing at home. So, you know, the odds are going to be in their favor. That said, I mean, Indiana's been doing this all playoffs. You count them out, you know, either for a series or for a game. You know, all the improbable finishes they've had, the improbable comebacks they've had. They just keep coming at you. I mean, it was actually astonishing to watch them play last night. If you picked up on this, they were getting the ball across half court, you know, like 2 seconds into the shot clock after a made or missed basket almost every time. It's remarkable the way they play. It's breathtaking. And I know Oklahoma City plays a similar style, but, you know, obviously last night Indiana was able to impose their will, and they're just getting – contributions from so many people, just like Oklahoma City are in their wins. So, fantastic series. I'm going to be locked into Game 7. You know, I'm going to pick the Thunder, just that's who I picked before the series, but am I going to be surprised if Indiana upsets them? I mean, how can you be? That's what Indiana's been doing all playoffs.
Same here. We're talking to KC Johnson, the Bulls insider for the Chicago Sports Network here on The Score. Got to ask this then, because regardless of who wins, is there anything that happened in this finals, regardless of what happens in terms of the winner, that the Bulls can look at and say, we want to try to emulate that, or this is something that we're trying to do and we just need to do it better? Is there a takeaway for the Bulls?
Well, I mean, I hope the biggest takeaway is how far they are away, because that's the reality of the situation. So let's start there. If you get past that, I mean, obviously, stylistically, the Bulls underwent a pretty significant transformation from two seasons ago to last season. And that transformation is akin to, you know, what the way the league is trending and the way that the Pacers like to play. Fast pace, a lot of possessions, quick decisions, a lot of threes. And, you know, I thought overall the Bulls had a pretty good offensive season last year. You'd like to expect that to continue, you know, with internal improvement. And obviously they're going to be likely add the pick here next week. So there's that. You know, Arturis, at the season-ending news conference, we all heard him talk about, you know, building out a roster with 9-10 players deep. I mean, that's the style that both these teams use, but they obviously are filled – both these rosters are filled with far more two-way players, far more versatile players than the Bulls have at this point. I mean, I'm not saying that this is the definitive roster the Bulls have, or I'm not putting the cap on player development. I mean, Dalen Terry made minor strides last year. You know, you don't know where these guys can go, and that's what the Bulls are counting on, is for their own players to develop and then to add – whatever they do in the off season, but those would probably be the two significant thematic things I'd point to.
So we discussed earlier in the week these contract extensions for Arturis Karnišovas and Mark Eversley through the 27-28 season, likely in line and in sync with Billy Donovan's contract extension that needs to be finalized. But Casey, the big thing about the future may come maybe Wednesday, because that is the draft. The NBA offseason will last 48 hours, and back at it on Wednesday for the draft, and the Bulls still picking 12th. What do you think in terms of their visits? Is there anything that you can glean from the way that they have handled the pre-draft process to think which way they are leaning at 12?
No, I mean, overall, the two biggest points probably to point to that I've heard is that they are very much cognizant of the style of play that I cited earlier, in the sense that they want to add a player that, you know, fits that profile, you know, that can be athletic, be a two-way player, run up and down the court. If it introduces some rim protection, all the better. I mean, we know this is a guard-heavy roster. We know this is a roster that's lacking front court players. I think if you focus on position or need, you can get tripped up in the draft. You really just kind of got let your process play, and you know, whoever is the top of your board when your pick comes, that's how what you do, and you figure out the roster afterward. That said, I would certainly believe that they'd prefer to add a front court player, and I think there's going to be a good front court player available. I think this draft is really, you know, past two or three or four is really beauty in the eye of the beholder. So we saw Modest slip to 11 last year. You're seeing a finals right now, obviously, with two high-profile 12 picks. So you can get a good player at 12, and I certainly believe that the Bulls are confident that they're going to do that. I just know that the big takeaway is that they want to add somebody that can fit with this offensive transformation stylistically that they undertook last season.
I know you weren't surprised by the news about AK and Eversley signing contract extensions, nor are you surprised that Billy Donovan is somebody they value enough to want to keep around for even longer. My question would be, before we let you go, does that security in terms of the contractual certainty that they have affect how aggressive or maybe how passive they might be entering the draft, entering the trade market, entering free agency?
I mean, I'm not sure. It's a fair question, but here's what I would say. I think regardless of contract situation, my sense of being around this management team and this coaching staff for 5 years now is like they took their big swings in 21 and completely overhauled the roster in a manner that I don't think many people expected when Arturis first came here. He came from a Denver Nuggets franchise that was largely modeled through the draft and through continuity. So for him to come in and inherit that roster and then blow it up and with aggressively with significant moves like Vucevic and DeRozan and Lonzo Ball, was a surprise, quite frankly. So he took that route. And my sense right now is, especially with what I heard him say at the end of the news conference, at the end of the season with the news conference where he asked for patience, my sense is that all right, let's do this differently. Let's build through the draft. Let's get internal development. Let's obviously be cognizant of opportunities to, strike in free agency or via trade. But my sense is this is going to be a methodical approach. So, is that augmented by the fact that he's got security? Sure. But I think he's known he's going to have security for a while. This is not a recent development with these extensions. So, that's probably how I would answer that.
KC, thanks for getting up and talking Bulls. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, David. Take care, man.
KC Johnson, Bulls Insider for the Chicago Sports Network, setting the scene for the Bulls draft next week, Wednesday. They pick 12th, and also predicting Oklahoma City, as I have, Sunday night in Game 7. And I would love to see the Pacers win. I just don't think it's going to happen. That would be a great ending to that movie. Boy, T.J. McConnell hitting the shot, or Halliburton, or anybody. That would be a great movie to Hoosiers Part 2, the sequel. What a game that would be. All right, back to baseball, because we need to reset where we are here. Big day in Chicago at Wrigley Field. According to Bob Nightingale, Sammy Sosa is coming back to Wrigley for the first time in 21 years. Welcomed with open arms by the organization. He was at the fan convention. Sammy Sosa will be there, and he will be, in a way, taking part, interrupting PCA's moment. PCA, Pete Crow Armstrong, yesterday became the fastest player in Cub history to get to 20 home runs and 20 stolen bases. It took him 73 games. It was the fastest a Cub had gotten to 2020 since Sammy Sosa back in 1994. There are similarities. They're both huge entertainers. They're both charismatic individuals. And to see them on the field at the same time today would be a treat for Cub fans. That's my opinion. What's yours? 312-644-6767. Let's go out to Carlos, who is on the south side. Carlos, welcome to Mullion Haw. How are you?
Hello, sir. Happy Friday, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Doing well.
Good, good. All right, so I'll keep this very short and sweet. I'm just going to piggyback off what you just said right now. Me personally, I know it's a little premature to say, but I said it at the beginning of last season, PCA is going to be a superstar. I called it, and I normally don't call too many shots like that, but hey, man, PCA was a superstar. I said the same thing about Corey Patterson. I said the same thing about Felix Pierre years back, but all right, I'm wrong. 99% of the time I'm right, but 1% wrong.
And you're humble, Carlos. You're very humble.
But going back to the Sammy Sosa thing, I was at my prime age, my freshman year in college, and baseball's in my blood. My father played professionally in Mexico, so I'm a huge student of the game. And watching Sammy Sosa and what he did for baseball is exactly what you said. He brought excitement back. He revived the game. Him and Mark McGwire, despite everything that we're not going to get into, everything, it doesn't matter. They literally put the pumps on the lungs of baseball, and they revived the game after the 1994 strike. Now, every other player who has been pinched for whatever, and they came out and admitted their wrongs, they've been accepted by the public. They've been accepted by their home base, whatever team they played for. And you know what? Chicago, we're a huge sports market. We're a huge baseball market.
Yep.
And it's time. It's time. It's time for us to say, you know what? You've paid your dues. You stayed out of the spotlight. You weren't this cat that was out there, begging to come back. And Sammy Sosa stayed out of the spotlight.
It's been long enough, right, Carlos? It's been long enough, right? 21 years, long enough.
100%. He has paid his dues. And me personally, short and sweet, man, welcome back, Sammy. We are embracing you with open arms. We loved you back then. And you know what? We love you even more now because the way that you carried yourself after everything that you were accused of or blamed for, whatever, pick your flavor.
Thanks, Carlos. Appreciate the sentiment, and I'm sure people agree out there, and I'm sure there's people that disagree out there. Whatever it is, let us know. 312-644-6767. Keep it right here all morning long. Pete Crow Armstrong at 9:30 and at 10 o'clock until 12:45. Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. They're Gallagher Way. That's where you want to be. Cubs Marin.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's where they want to be leading up to Zach's pregame at 12:45, all brought to you by IDOT, the Illinois Department of Transportation, on hand with activities to show you how you can be safe driving home from the game today. Visit itsnotagameillinois.com to learn more. 312-644-6767. What do you think? Sammy's back. It's Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.